Welcome to the New York 2009 Operational Scoring for English Language Arts. My name is J.J. Wilson, and this audio section covers the scoring of the Grade 6 Reading Cluster, questions 31, 32, 33, and 34, found in Book 3 of the January 2009 New York State English Language Arts Test. Please find the passages Clyme and Ryan and Natalia's Happy Hugged Hens on pages 1 and 3 of the Scorer Training Materials book for Grade 6. Now, take a moment to read the passages and then resume the audio file. When you return, we will look at the rubrics for this cluster, review the scores assigned to the anchor papers, and determine why the papers were scored the way they were by a range-finding committee composed of New York State educators. Please pause the audio file now. I'd like to encourage you to take plenty of notes in your scoring guide. Mark up the material in any way that is helpful to you, as these guides are yours to keep. We encourage you to use your notes throughout this scoring project and as a reference tool during live scoring. We have found that scorers who take extensive notes during scoring training learn the rubric faster and are more consistent in their scoring. In the reading cluster, the student is asked to complete a graphic organizer and answer two short response questions and one extended response question. In cluster scoring, both a generic rubric and a specific rubric are used to determine the score. If you turn to page 5, you will find the generic rubric for the reading cluster. On the following pages, you will find the rubric chart, which has the same information in horizontal format. There is one additional column, quality, which further clarifies meaning, development, organization, and language use. This chart is a useful tool in scoring. Please pause the audio file now and review the generic rubric and the rubric chart. Okay, now turn to page 9 to find the specific reading-writing rubric. This rubric describes typical answers for each score point. Please pause the audio file now and read through the specific rubric. Okay, please read along again as I talk us through each score point. First, a 5-point response demonstrates a thorough understanding of both articles and of the different ways the two teenagers help people. The graphic organizer is complete and accurate. The short responses provide the necessary text-based details, and the extended response is organized, focused, and fluent, and has a sense of engagement or voice. A 4-point response demonstrates a predominantly literal understanding of both articles. The graphic organizer is essentially correct, and the short responses may summarize information, be general, or not be fully elaborated. The extended response shows a clear attempt at organization, but may occasionally introduce extraneous information. Overall, the responses lack the elaboration needed to receive the highest score point. A 3-point response begins to demonstrate some gaps in the student's understanding of the articles. The graphic organizer may contain inaccuracies, and the short responses may be incomplete or contain irrelevant information. The extended response may attempt to address all parts of the task, but may be incomplete. A 2-point response demonstrates little evidence that the student has understood more than sections of the articles. The graphic organizer is incomplete or contains inaccuracies. The short responses may be brief, general, and incomplete. The extended response may be very brief and not sustain a focus. A 1-point response demonstrates the student has understood only sections of the articles and includes almost no text-based details. The graphic organizer is incomplete or inaccurate. The short responses show confusion. The extended response focuses only on minor points of the articles. Finally, a 0-point response is completely incorrect, irrelevant, or incoherent. On the next page, you will see the specific reading-writing rubric chart. Like the generic rubric chart, this chart has the same information found in the specific rubric, only in horizontal format. Pause the audio file as needed to review and become familiar with both versions of the generic and specific rubrics. Now turn to page 12, and I will go over the first question in this reading cluster. Question 31 asks, complete the chart by naming two people who helped Ryan achieve his goal. Then describe how each person helped him. Use details from the article to support your answer. The first possible exemplary response for who helped Ryan achieve his goal is his Aunt Sue, who invited Ryan on a 9-hour training hike at Half Dome Mountain and told Ryan about the hike for the cure. Ryan's father also helped him. He trained with Ryan to help prepare for the hike, and he accompanied him and encouraged him on the hike up Mount Whitney. Another possible, although less likely response for who helped Ryan and how is Eddie Colburn, because he organized the hike for the cure. The last exemplary response could include any other relevant text-based information. Next, we have question 32, which asks, what challenges did Ryan overcome to successfully climb Mount Whitney? Use details from the article to support your answer. The possible exemplary response for this question is, Ryan had to get up at 3 a.m. to start hiking in the cold. He had to hike for 18 hours, even though he had pain in his legs. As the air became thinner near the peak, he lost his appetite, but had to eat to keep up his energy. He had to overcome his desire to quit many times. Here are some possible details from the article that the student may include in the response. Ryan had to be out of his tent by 3 a.m. and face the cold. His legs began to ache after he started hiking. The hike lasted 18 hours. He had to hike through thin air that was hard to breathe. He felt as if he was moving in slow motion. He lost his appetite, but knew he had to keep eating. He had to overcome his desire to quit many times, and any other relevant text-based detail. Please also note that the student should receive credit for saying another challenge Ryan faced was raising money for the hike. The second short response is from the second article, Natalia's Happy Hugged Hens. Question 33 asks, describe what Natalia likes and what she dislikes about taking care of her animals. Use details from the article to support your answer. The possible exemplary response for this question is, sometimes Natalia feels too tired to take care of her animals and would rather take a nap than work in the barn. But she loves seeing the hens, the baby chicks, and the ducklings, which always make her feel refreshed and happier. She also feels good and powerful because she does the work herself. Some possible details from the article about what Natalia likes about caring for her animals that the student may include in the response. She always loves seeing the hens, baby chicks, and ducklings. It makes her feel refreshed and happier. It gives her a way to feel strong, good, and powerful. It reminds her of what is important inside her, and gives her a way to help people who are struggling, and any other relevant text-based detail. Now, let's go over what Natalia dislikes about caring for her animals that may be included in the response. Natalia sometimes does not feel like going out and doing chores in the barn. She sometimes would rather take a nap than go out to the barn, and any other relevant text-based detail. Let's move on to the extended response. Question 34 asks, the main characters in Climbin' Ryan and Natalia's Happy Hugged Hens help other people in different ways. Would you prefer to help people the way Ryan does, or the way Natalia does? Write an essay in which you explain which way you would prefer and why. Use details from both articles to support your answer. In the exemplary response, the student has to choose whether Ryan's or Natalia's way of helping people is preferred, and then support that choice with details from both articles. The rubric for this response provides exemplary responses for both choices. Note that there are several possible details to include in the response. We will see many of them when we go over the training papers. On the next pages, you will find the scoring considerations for cluster responses and the ELA condition codes, which are used only in scoring open-ended questions and are applied in very specific circumstances. Both pages will be useful during live scoring. At this point, you should pause the audio file and go over the individual rubrics, the scoring considerations, and the condition codes. Then resume the audio file, and we will go over the anchor papers for this reading cluster. Please pause the audio file now. Okay, let's move on to the anchor papers. These are sample papers demonstrating the score points and which responses are acceptable and which are not. The anchor papers were chosen out of field test papers by a range-finding committee consisting of education professionals and were then approved by the State Education Department. Note that there is often more than one anchor for each score point. We have included multiple papers for some score points to illustrate the range within each score point. Please turn to page 19. Here, we'll find the anchor papers for the first reading cluster. At this time, please pause the audio file and read all 11 clusters. Then resume the audio file, and I will talk us through the main points of each cluster. Please pause the audio file now. Now, please turn back to reading Anchor Cluster 1 and read along as I go over the main points. This cluster is a score point 5. Taken as a whole, these four responses fulfill all the requirements of the task. The student addresses the key elements of both articles with ample details and demonstrates a thorough understanding of the ways that Ryan and Natalia raise money to help people. The extended response is organized and fluent and has a sense of voice. Note that the student is not penalized for failing to indent paragraphs in the extended response. Next is reading Anchor Cluster 2, another score point 5. Taken together, the responses demonstrate a thorough understanding of the ways that both Ryan and Natalia raise money to help people. The ideas are developed with ample text-based details from both articles. The extended response is organized, fluent, and easy to read. It also has a sense of voice and a good vocabulary. Let's move on to reading Anchor Cluster 3, the first score point 4. As a whole, these responses fulfill some requirements of the task and demonstrate a predominantly literal understanding of how Ryan and Natalia help people. For example, the extended response addresses the bullets given in the writing instructions, but then only includes a few details about Ryan. Overall, the responses are correct, but lack the elaboration and connections needed to achieve the top score point. Next is reading Anchor Cluster 4, the second score point 4. Taken together, the responses demonstrate a mostly literal understanding of how Ryan and Natalia raise money to help people. The extended response includes details from both articles, but is only somewhat focused. Overall, the responses lack the specific details and elaboration necessary to receive a higher score point. Let's move on to reading Anchor Cluster 5, the first score point 3. Taken as a whole, the four responses fulfill some requirements of the task and indicate the student has a partial understanding of how Ryan and Natalia help people. The responses show some gaps in the understanding of the articles and do not have sufficient elaboration. For example, the extended response includes only a few details from both articles to support the choice of Ryan's way of helping. The student says that Ryan raises more money than Natalia and that her way is not easy, which is a somewhat superficial comparison. Now let's review reading Anchor Cluster 6, the second score point 3. As a whole, the four responses indicate a partial understanding of how Ryan and Natalia help people. The responses address key elements of both articles, but lack elaboration and specific details. Once again, the extended response is the weakest response. The student supports the choice of Natalia's way of helping with only a few text-based details that are mostly from the second article, and the comparison is very general. Next is reading Anchor Cluster 7, the last score point 3. Taken together, these responses make some connections, but they are brief and indicate the student has only a partial understanding of Ryan and Natalia's way of helping people. The extended response is also brief, with only a few details from the articles to support the choice of Natalia's way of helping people. This is considered a low score point 3 cluster. Okay, let's move on to reading Anchor Cluster 8, the first score point 2. As a whole, the responses fulfill some requirements of the task and address basic elements of the ways in which Ryan and Natalia help people. The responses show very little evidence that the student has understood more than just sections of both articles. In the extended response, the student chooses Ryan's way of helping, but supports the choice with very few specific details from either article. The response is very brief, shows little focus or organization, and makes almost no connections. Now we will look at reading Anchor Cluster 9, the second score point 2. Taken together, the responses address basic elements of both articles, but the connections are weak and very few text-based details are provided. For example, the second short response, question 33, does not include what Natalia dislikes about her work and the extended response only includes details from the second article. The response is readable, but has almost no focus or organization. This is a low score point 2 cluster. Okay, let's review Reading Anchor Cluster 10, a score point 1. As a whole, these responses are minimally correct and indicate the student has understood only sections of the articles. Both short responses include inaccuracies. In the extended response, the student chooses Natalia's way of helping, but only includes a general detail from the second article about being able to help more people as support. However, there is enough relevant information provided to award the cluster a score of 1. The last cluster is Reading Anchor Cluster 11, a score point 0. Taken as a whole, the four responses are completely incorrect and irrelevant. However, if a response had included any information that began to answer the questions without simply repeating words from the prompt, the cluster would not have received a score of 0. Now, let's move to the next section of your scoring guide, the practice set. These papers were also assigned scores by the range-finding committee. There are 5 cluster papers in the practice set covering a range of student responses. Use the blank answer sheet at the end of the practice set to work your way through the student responses. Assign a score to each paper on the basis of the rubrics and the anchor papers. At this point, you should pause the audio file while you score the practice set. Then resume the audio file to learn how these papers were scored by the range-finding committee. Remember that the clusters are scored as a whole. The parts of the cluster are not scored individually, and the score is averaged. The score must decide from the total body of student writing how well the student understood and was able to communicate their comprehension of the reading material to their audience or scorers. Please pause the audio file now. Okay, let's review the practice set cluster papers. These papers were specifically chosen to illustrate some of the many ways students responded to this cluster. Of course, when you get to live scoring, you will find that many more variations are possible. Nevertheless, these papers give you an idea of what some of the field test responses were like and what key concepts to look for during live scoring. First, we have practice set 1. Taken as a whole, these 4 responses fulfill all the requirements of the task. The student addresses the key elements of both articles with ample details and demonstrates a thorough understanding of the ways that Ryan and Natalia raise money to help people. The extended response is organized and fluent, and it has a sense of voice. Therefore, this cluster earns a score of 5. Let's move on to practice set 2. As a whole, the responses fulfill some requirements of the task and provide evidence that the student has understood little more than sections of the articles. In the extended response, the student chooses Ryan's way of helping people, but supports the choice with only a few very general details from the articles. The response is very brief and shows little organization. This cluster receives a score of 2. Next is practice set 3. Taken together, the responses fulfill most requirements of the task and demonstrate a mostly literal understanding of how Ryan and Natalia raise money to help people. The responses lack the elaboration and specific details needed to achieve the top score point. The extended response is general, but is focused and shows a clear attempt at organization. Therefore, this cluster earns a score of 4. Now let's review practice set 4. Taken as a whole, these 4 responses are minimally correct and show the student has understood only sections of both articles. The graphic organizer is correct even though it includes all of the information in only 2 of the boxes. The information in the first short response is not completely correct, but does show a minimal understanding of the length of Ryan's hike. In the extended response, the student includes no details from the first article, and only a general detail from the second article. However, there is enough relevant information to give this cluster a score of 1. Our final practice set is practice set 5. As a whole, the responses fulfill some requirements of the task and show the student has a partial understanding of the ways Ryan and Natalia help people. The student makes some connections, but the responses lack sufficient elaboration and text-based details. For example, in the extended response, the student only includes specific details from the second article. This cluster receives a score of 3. We have now reached the end of the practice set for the reading cluster. If you are unclear about why a cluster was assigned the score it was, discuss it with your team members and replay any portion of the audio file to hear the rationale again. If you still have questions, please call the New York Scoring Helpline for assistance. In addition, the Scoring Leader Book has annotations that clarify the assignment of the score points. Once you are comfortable with how these cluster papers are scored, we recommend you begin the Consistency Assurance Set. This will give you an additional set of 5 clusters to score, which will provide you with further training and clarification. Scoring these correctly and understanding why a paper might be subject to misscoring will assure that scorers fully understand the rubric for the reading cluster and can accurately assign scores to the student papers. Okay, the scoring leader can now pass out the Consistency Assurance Set Scorer Training Materials book. A blank answer sheet can be found at the end of each book. You may now score these responses and, on completion, compare your scores to the assigned scores presented in the Scoring Leader book. The Scoring Leader can clarify why these clusters earned the scores they received and clear up any concerns. Once you start scoring, the Table Facilitator and Scoring Leader can address any additional or unusual responses based on his or her experience and training. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this audio presentation.